B-Pod Studios.
Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we do We do this thing called the Kiss Cash Code, and we got your chance at $1,000 coming up at 8 a.m. Make sure you're listening for that.
So, did you ever have a moment where you were out and about and you didn't realize it, but somebody else told you how to tell you that your zipper was down? That happened to me.
That's embarrassing.
And guess what? Like, I put my pants on at about 9:30 on Saturday, and my wife and I ran a bunch of errands. And at about 12:15, while we were getting lunch, she whispered, and she goes, "Babe, your zipper's down." Ooh. Now, my pants, sometimes you have pants where the zipper will just, by movement, will just come down.
Yeah.
My zipper was just, I never put it up. It was just down. And not only that, it was like blatantly like
wide open places.
It was like, I'm showing Roy and Lorraine. It was just like open. And, you know, I talked to the person in the garden center at Lowe's. We went to drop off a bunch of donation stuff at Goodwill. I had a conversation with that guy. Somebody else saw Loren and never told me. How dare they?
I'm trying to think if I would be a good Samaritan at that point and tell somebody that their zipper is down, and I don't think I would.
Really?
I think I would just try
not
to
strangers.
Ignore it.
Yeah, not strangers.
Oh, yeah.
If I knew you, I'd be like, yo, Manny. Hey.
Zipper's down.
Yeah.
You feel a breeze, bruh? That's what I'd be saying.
Like, Loren.
But out in public, I don't think I would stop a stranger and be like, hey, man.
Yeah.
Your fly's down.
But it was, for me, it was embarrassing because I knew I'd been through the day already. It was almost 3 hours of my zipper being down.
So where were you and what was your wardrobe malfunction? Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. I've told this story before. One time I used to be a little police cadet in a police explorers program. And part of the duties was being McGruff, the crime dog. And you'd go around and you'd talk to kids and you know, be community advocates, stuff like that. Well, I was speaking out in front of a group of kids. And when you're wearing the big mask and the mask has a fan inside of it and you can't really see things and you're having to be guided around. Well, all of a sudden, officers came and swooped me away. Men in uniform.
You're out there waving to the kids.
And I quickly got pulled and I thought, oh, this must be like part of the act, like, you know, taking McGruff to jail or something. And I come to find out, my crotch, like, it's not even the zipper malfunction. The thread's malfunction.
The thread shredded?
Yeah, like, the thread to the costume just
disintegrated.
And, like, so they were, you know, afraid that the children were going to see a little too much McGruff. So they quickly put me away. We're in the back trying to, with a sewing needle, sewing this thing together. The whole thing.
Oh, my God. Who was sewing down there?
Oh, no, I took the pants off.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's very trusting.
Jeez.
Very trusting.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hey, Johnson, be careful with the needle, would you please? And help take a bite out of crime. That's McGruff, right?
Yeah,
let's take a bite out of crime.
That's him. Why are we talking about this, Manny?
Well, Roy, I went out on Saturday, did a couple errands with the fam, and put my jeans on at about 9:15 in the morning. And at about 12:30, Amanda whispered and goes, "Your zipper's down." We had already been to Lowe's. We had already gone to the Goodwill, where I talked to the guy for a good 5-6 minutes while we were emptying the car. Nobody said anything, Lorraine. And you know, Lowe's on a Saturday is packed.
Yeah, it's pretty busy.
And there I am walking around. And it wasn't just down. It was like down and open. It was like... So we want to know, when did that happen to you? Lorraine, anything with you, wardrobe malfunction?
Oh, yeah. I had a really bad one.
As Miss Pennsylvania?
It wasn't when I was Miss Pennsylvania, but it was in a pageant. And in pageants, you typically wear these, cutlets on the girls. And I had sweat so bad that mine was slipping down my dress. And it slipped right out the bottom of the dress and I kicked it off stage.
Did you hit somebody?
No, I just sat in the front row. We all pretended like it wasn't there for the rest of the day.
Let's talk with Caitlin in Denver. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Tell us about your wardrobe malfunction.
So I was down in Columbia, South Carolina, just, you know, going out to bars and stuff. And I guess I slid off of my bar stool, and my dress was a little bit silky, and one of the threads caught on the stool, and I didn't know it. It ripped all the way down the back, like I'm talking straight up the back. And we proceeded to leave that bar and walk to another one, hang out in that bar for a little while before someone pulled me over in the bathroom and was like, hey, I can see your butt.
Nobody told you?
No, and I mean, it was so breezy walking down the street. I have no idea why.
That's so funny. Thank you for sharing. Yeah, and that's the thing is no one tells you.
Yeah.
This is Mindy in Hickory. Mindy, what's your wardrobe malfunction? Good morning.
Well, I was at a water park when I was like 18 years old. I had a strapless top because I forgot the strap part to it. Well, I went down the water slide, and in the pool area at the bottom, I came up and my entire top was down.
Do you know right away?
Well, I mean, I couldn't tell right away, but then I saw people just looking at me, and I was like, what's going on? And I figured it out, so I had to dip back down the pool and, you know, kind of...
Oh, man. Like, water's powerful, man.
Crawl out.
Yeah. I remember when I was on that boat excursion, I can't remember where we were vacationing. We were snorkeling.
Thanks, Mindy.
And in order for me to get back in the boat, the water took my shorts completely off. And I couldn't climb the ladder and hold my pants at the same time. So I told Sterling, I'm like, they're just going to have to get a show. I got to get back into the boat.
Yeah, I'm coming on the boat and I can't do both.
There's nothing I can do. And so like everyone saw not only like a half a moon, full, bright, white moon. Wow. Massive. I mean, it was glowing. And I got back
it's
on the
pale.
Boat.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is somebody tells Mindy's story also. Somebody who's at the water park that day is telling the story like they remember when they were eight. It's the first boobs they saw.
This is Kelly in Concord.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're doing really well. So tell us about your wardrobe malfunction.
So it was just like a typical day at the grocery store, and I decided to look semi-pretty and wear like a maxi dress.
Mm-hmm.
But it was one of the heavier fabrics. And it was a black maxi dress, and for some reason, I thought it would be a good idea to wear a bright pink bra. and so as I was leaving, this guy was like, that's a really pretty dress you got on there. And I was like, thank you. You know, and I went to my car, and I realized that it was like halfway down so that half of my bra was showing. And I was like, great. That's awesome.
Like, the amount of time that you have the malfunction going on and no one is telling you.
Yeah,
I
know.
It's just the worst. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling, okay?
Yeah, bye, guys.
All right. Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So something happened on Dancing with the Stars this week that made Hannah Brown's partner a little uncomfortable. I'll get you all caught up in the dirty in 10 minutes.
Wake up. The Manny Roy and Lorraine Show. Wake up. It's 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.